Luca Celebre, a good pal from Bar Down. Luca, there was footage of you the other day walking around some concourse. I assumed it was in Game 4 at Amelie Arena wearing a Kale costume. Can you confirm or deny that this happened, and where the hell did you get it?
I can confirm it happened, and you're right, it was Game 4. And I got it, believe it or not, this might be hard to believe, not a lot of places sell Kale costumes.
No kidding.
There's one place in the States that does, apparently. So I had to get it shipped from New Jersey to my hotel in Tampa in time for Game 4, which I did. So that is where I got it.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing that you were able to find that. Because we were sitting here thinking, like, where do you even find a costume like that? So you scoured the internet and found the one place that did it. But, I mean, how'd you weasel your way down to Tampa Bay for Game 4, pal? Saw you were sitting next to Cogliano's brother. There's a great video of you two celebrating after the overtime winner. Can you explain your range of emotions on the Kadri game winner? And there's, you know, some video evidence that could support it. But what was going on through your head during the somewhat confusing, anticlimactic, in a way, game winner by Naz?
Yeah, it was pretty wild. So my cousins they played hockey with Andrew Cogliano growing up a little bit, and they're kind of family friends. And so him and his brother and his dad were there and watching the game, whatever. So his dad knew immediately that it was in. We all had the same angle, and his dad immediately was like, "That's in." And me and his brother were just like, "What? Like, what do you mean? Like, we can't see the puck. We have no idea." And then you look at all the other players, they storm the ice, and it's just like, okay, it must be in. Like, there's no way they're reacting like this if it's not in. And then we just went nuts. And then you don't want to celebrate too hard until the official call is made. And so I believe it was Wes McCauley on the mic that just comes on, quick review, and says it's a good goal, and then we go nuts again. So that was, it was kind of like the Patrick Kane, I guess, Stanley Cup winner, where only he knew it was in, but not really, because, like, Kadri was looking around, like, he didn't even know it was in.
Yeah.
So it was a strange one.
Luca, speaking of Cale Makar, I think Al's brother can confirm this for me, but he's the betting favorite right now to win the Conn Smythe?
Yes.
Okay, so, but if you were given a ballot, like, how long down the list until you write down the name Val Nichushkin?
Ooh, that's so tough. Maybe three. And I don't know who I'm putting at two, to be quite honest, because Mikko Rantanen has just had an amazing Stanley Cup final. He really kind of turned it on in the Western Conference Final, I believe, scoring in every single game against Edmonton. And then he's got 8 assists in 4 games so far in this Stanley Cup Final. He leads all players in points. And even though he hasn't scored, I feel like he's just been such a big part of this Avs run, especially in the last 2 rounds. And obviously you've got MacKinnon, who's got 12 goals too, that needs to be somewhere. But yeah, Nichushkin is just so important. It really felt like he played that whole overtime, and just he doesn't seem to get tired. I don't understand it. Like, he always has legs to forecheck tenaciously and backcheck and put pressure on the puck, and the production has been there too. So, like, I thank God I don't have a ballot, because I don't know who I would put where. And this is, like, it's such a tough choice if they do end up winning this. But I think Makar is number one, I would say. I think he's probably the easy choice at number one.
Yeah, I think so too. I was just looking, like, Mikko Rantanen quietly, you're right, having an unbelievable playoff. I mean, the conference final and the Stanley Cup finals, 8 games, his last 8 games. Dude's got 14 points in 8 games. Mm-hmm.
That guy is a moose of a human, eh?
Like,
he's
a
massive guy. You see him, like, he's like Babcock's dream. You know when Babcock would be like, "Yeah, well, he sticks his ass out on guys," and he, you know, like, that's exactly what he would want.
Mikko. That's Mikko for you. Absolutely. I mean, he's been phenomenal. Realistically, I think it's a big reason why Colorado, in my opinion, is, you know, right now on the precipice of winning a Stanley Cup, is just everybody's kind of bought in. Like, I can't think of a single player who's been a letdown at all throughout these playoffs. Everybody's bought in, and they're now just one win away from winning a cup.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, like, the trade deadline moves, I think I was looking at it before, and I guess they played, what, 12? I guess they played 18 games, and the trade deadline acquisitions have scored 13 goals this postseason.
Wow.
And combined for, like, 28 points. And so it's just, like, getting big contributions there. But then, like, also, you look at a guy like Gabriel Landeskog last game, Kadri can't take faceoffs, so Landeskog moves down in the lineup, takes all these faceoffs, dominates in the faceoff circle. Like, I think when that free agency thing was happening, where it kind of seemed like there were rumors that, like, him and the Avs were far apart and he was disappointed in, like, some of the contract talks, I think people in Colorado, or maybe it was just on Twitter, were just like, if he walks, he walks. But I think he's, like, he's maybe the most kind of pivotal cog in this kind of machine, and the value that he brings just everywhere on the ice for this Avs team, I don't think can be just totally looked at in statistical forms. But like, last game was a really good example of it, of just, okay, you need a guy to take faceoffs because Kadri can't because he's coming back from a thumb injury or a hand injury. I'll step in, I'll do it, and I'll dominate at it.
Yeah, and Luca, how good does Darcy Kuemper have to be if Colorado wants to put Tampa away? Because we know how good Vasilevskiy can be, especially when, I guess, the whole Tampa Bay Lightning team, when they're faced with adversity, it seems like they really rise to the challenge. Like, how good does Kuemper have to play tonight? And then if they lose tonight, going forward, to put them away?
That's a great question. I've been pretty critical of Darcy Kuemper, and I think rightly so. Like, I don't think he's played up to the regular season standards for sure, and who knows if he's still kind of dealing with any injury that made him leave the Edmonton series, and there was the Nashville, the stick to the eye thing. Like, who knows really what he's kind of going through, but I thought last game he was really, really good, aside from the Hedman goal. But I think you're right. I think he's probably going to have another game like that tonight, or yeah, tonight, because it just seems like Tampa has found something where it's just like they're going to have their chances. It's not like the first two games where, and especially that game two, where it's just like they had nothing. Like, no, they've kind of gotten their way into this series now that they've had two games on home ice. And if I were Tampa, like, you're just firing everything at Kuemper, because he has let in some really soft goals at some bad times. Like, even if you look in that 6-2 game, I thought there were a few that you hope that he saves a couple of those, because that's the difference, because Vasilevskiy isn't going to let those goals in, those Victor Hedman, like, a weak backhand on net, or like the Patrick Maroon, like, backhand. And like, you could call it unlucky if you want, but Vasilevsky's not letting that in, right? So you can't let those in either in turn.
So what do you think, Luca? Does Colorado end Tampa's reign as the kings of the NHL tonight?
I think they do it. I have supreme confidence in them on home ice based on the first two games. And I just think it was like the John Cooper thing when he came into that media room after the game. It really did sound like he was defeated. And I'm not saying that, like, that's how he feels now, and it's a very emotional game, and like, when you're forced to talk to the media literally 5 minutes after such a heartbreaking result, it can sound like that. But I don't know, I just think that they've absolutely got them on the ropes here, and they're playing on home ice, they've got the last change, they are going to have the matchup game on their side, and that crowd is going to be just so electric that I think they're going to get it done.
I can't wait. Like, if they're leading the third period tonight, like, all the small things is awesome every time.
But such a good song.
Especially,
eh?
Could you imagine, like, the Carry Me Home, but Carry Me Home to the Stanley Cup, boys, because you're 10 minutes away and it's in the building. Like, that would be electric. And that place doesn't stop cheering from start to finish. Like, literally, from puck drop, before puck drop, they start cheering before the anthem, and they go all the way through to the final buzzer. It's incredible, the atmosphere of Colorado. It's unfortunate that you're not going to be there, man. I thought for sure you'd be down there, be able to weasel your way down to Colorado.
Yeah, maybe a little parade involvement.
Yeah, you know, like you could get in there. You're an Avs super fan. You got to get yourself involved.
Hey, we'll see. We'll see what happens if they win. Maybe the parade is calling my name. But honestly, I'm just grateful that I was able to go to four playoff games, two Western Conference final, two Stanley Cup final. Like, that was it's just a dream come true for a guy that's been cheering for that team for my entire life. And like, yeah, I the more I look back on it, it's just like, you know what? I'm so grateful, and if they win and I'm not there, I don't care, because they are going to be Stanley Cup champions, and that's all that matters. So, hey, Maybe next year, because this team isn't going away after this year. That's for sure.
You can have your own parade in Nobleton. Colorado parade through Nobleton.
There you go.
I'll take it through to St. John on our Memorial Cup tour we're doing starting tomorrow.
Yeah. What's cooking out there? What are you doing at the Mem Cup?
I don't know exactly what we're going to be doing. I mean, obviously going to every game. I know we're trying to organize a big ball hockey game with anyone that really wants to come out and play. So nice. We're going to have some fun stuff planned, and it's going to be a good time. I'm really excited. Never been to a Memorial Cup before, and I'm sure it's going to be just an amazing experience. Apparently, St. John is just rocking right now.
You got to get our gal JT out there and let us know how she does. See if she lives up to.
Yeah, no excuses too for her.
Well, see if she can live up to the Yari Curry expectations, right? Didn't we decide that early on in the season? She's the Curry to your Gretzky.
That's right. I mean, I think the initial idea was to do a shootout with as many people as we could find. So I'm not sure. Like, she's the assistant. I would love to see it happen.
I'm going to text her and tell her she better be out there. If I don't see her in that video, I'm going to be very upset with Julia. Very upset.
I will pass along the message for sure.
All right. Sounds good, buddy. Appreciate you taking the time, man. And hey, good luck tonight. Hopefully, if they win, I'll be living vicariously through you.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the game tonight.
You as well, pal. There he goes. Luca Celebre from Bar Down.